The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Vav. And we're holding in the middle of trying to understand why it is that we needed a pusik to be mamayat the treifa, and why we can't simply learn it out from the fact that a balmum is usser. If a balmum is usser, kol shekein, a treifa should be usser, because a treifa is even usser lahedyot. We've gone through so many different ways of trying to disprove this kal vachomer, and we have not been able to successfully disprove it. And yet, for some reason, the Braita keeps hinting at Fermat's last kal vachomer. And saying that there is a pircha. And when you find it, you'll have the pasuk. How do you like that? Well, obviously nothing is more destined to trigger endless speculation as to what might be wrong with this kal vachomer than a note that isn't scribbled in the margins. But it's a truly wonderful pircha, as you must know, and therefore we continue to search. So we're up today to the top of the daf. Reb Shisha Barei de Ravidi says, I'll tell you why you cannot learn out from a kal vachomer, and you need a posik to tell me that a treifa is asura for the mizbeach. And it's because mishum deika lamemer lahadadina v'teiti b'ma'atzat. See, your mistake all along has been to attempt to show from one example that a treifa is usur, and that indeed we cannot bring a counterexample, but we could bring a counterexample if we bring a number of counterexamples, put them together, and find the common denominator to be that something that is asura would be asura to the mizbeach. So therefore, I say, let's take some of the things we rejected before as examples that be the pirch of the kal vachomer, and let's make them actually a ma'atzat. Let's start by saying malika, okay? You originally said, it was one of your first reactions, malika proves that something could be osur lahedyot and be mutter for the mizbeach. So maybe treifa is also osur lahedyot and mutter for the mizbeach, correct? Now you said, that doesn't prove anything because malam lika shekein kedushata osarta. It's the very fact that malika is necessary for its kedusha that makes it usur to the hedyot. But what does that have to do with treifa, where the isser is just a blanket isser? So then I'll tell you, okay, you may be right about that. But then how do you explain the fact that chelev and dam goes right on the mizbeach? And that's certainly not because you happen to have made it kodesh and we said it needs to be put on the mizbeach. You started off with an isser of chelev and dam. So you'll say, yes, but Chelav Adam doesn't prove anything because Chelav Adam, after all, is coming out of an animal that's kosher. Bashein came the treifa, the entirety of the animal is not kosher. Oh, but you see, that doesn't prove anything because look at Malika. Malika is Asura, despite the fact it's the entire bird, apparently that doesn't matter, and it's still kosher for the Mizbeach. Put the two together, V'chozra Adin, Lo Rizek, Rizeh, Lo Rizek, Rizeh, and in the end, nonetheless, you're left with the most amazing conclusion, which is that Hatzad HaShavash HaAsurin LeHedyot UMutarin LeGavoa, that despite the fact that they are usur for somebody for regular secular use, remarkably, they're kosher for the Mizbeach. If that's the case, don't try to tell me I have a kal vachomer that a treifa is asura to the Mizbeach just because it's usur LeGavoa. Maybe treifa fits directly into the idea of malika and chelav adam, that even though it's asura lehedyot, it should be muteret legavoa. And therefore we need to have the pasuk. And so I have proven Fermat's last pircha, and I want my money. Says the Gemara, Malat Sada Shavesh, well, that's not a good Sada Shavesh. If you are looking for a common denominator, there's a much more obvious common denominator. Namely, they share the fact that mitzvah tanbika. I need to do malika. I need to bring chelav adam. I certainly don't need to bring a treifa. And therefore, that cannot be the pircha. So let's move on. Elam Ravashi, I'll tell you, all along, this Kal Vachomer was worthless. That's the only way to solve the issue. You don't need to find a particular pircha. It's clear that the whole thing simply doesn't work. Because Mishum De'ika L'meimar Mikar Dina Pircha. Look, Meheicha Kon Maititala, what is the source of your entire limud? A balmum, right? But you see, a balmum is a very, very poor basis for a Kal Vachomer. Why do I say that? Because it's an absolutely unique case. It's the only thing which passels not only the object that you're trying to bring on the Mizbeach, but passels the individual who's bringing the object, namely the Kohen. A Kohen... So the Kohanim themselves, who are Balei Mumin, are not allowed to bring a korban to the Mizbeach. Obviously, that is the type of universal psul that is completely unique. And therefore, what are you going to say? You're going to now bring a raya that you could find something kosher for a hedyot, which is nonetheless also for the Mizbeach. I mean, obviously, the Baal Mum is such an important thing, and it's much, much worse than treifas. It includes the Kohanim. It's not that it includes people, but in other words, it's a problem across the board in Kodashim. It's not a problem in the object. It's a problem conceptually in anything that has to do with Kodesh. So there it makes sense to say, okay, there the Torah asers you to bring the boom. But why, therefore, would we say a treifa would be asura? There's no makar to saying that a treifa would passel the Kohen. Right? There's no equivalent saying a Kohen could be eaten by Hedyot, and therefore is definitely... They don't say that. Although sometimes we think about it. So, therefore, the entire basis of the Kal Vachomer overlooked one very important point, and your original math was wrong. Omele Ravaka Sabala Ravashi, I'm sorry, but that doesn't cut it either. Because Lamaisa, I can prove to you, again by broadening the discussion, that there are other indications that you do not need to have Kravim Kemakrivim in order for something to be possible for the Mizbeach, which is kosher for a Hedyot. For instance, suppose you have an animal that was delivered by Caesarian. Are you allowed to eat that animal? Absolutely. Is the Mizbeach allowed to eat that animal? No. Is a Kohen delivered by Caesarian section possible for the Kuna? No. Okay, so there you go. You see that the issue, it's all very interesting, but it's not a significant issue to use as the reason to say that the Kal Vachomer is no good. Because if you say to me, well, of course, Baal Mum is asur to the Mizbeach. After all, Baal Mum is even asur if it's the Kohen. I'll say to you, yeah. And what about a Yotzei Dofen, which is exactly like the Treifa in the sense that it's mutter to Hedyot, asur for the Mizbeach, and it was not something that asur b'kreivim k'makrivim, okay? And therefore, Yotzei Dofen yochiach shelo asa makrivim k'krivim, and it's mutter le'hedyot, and it would still be asur le'gavah. I have a great Kal Vachomer. And therefore, I still want to know why you need a pusik if I'm able to show you from a Kal Vachomer by combining Yotzei Dofen and Baal Mum. Now, 100% a treifa is asura. Now, go put that in your pipe and smoke it. Well, I could say, Yotzei Dofen, of course, that's because a Yotzei Dofen isn't kadosh b'vechora. Whereas, certainly, if you have the treifa, I mean, there it wouldn't make any nafkamina. A Yotzei Dofen, by definition, can't be Kodesh B'Bechorah, because to be Kodesh B'Bechorah, you have to be born. You have to be a Peter Rechem. And since a Yotzei Dofen is, by definition, not a Peter Rechem, therefore, I could say, well, naturally, it lacks something in the value of the Kedusha, doesn't it? But a Treifa could certainly be Kodesh B'Bechorah. And therefore, how do you know that the Treifa would be Asura to the Mizbeach? Therefore, I now need the Pasuk to tell me that, no, Afal Pikein, the Treifa is Asura. Says the Gemara, but wait, wouldn't you be able to say Baal Mum Yochiach, whereas a Baal Mum is also Kodesh L'Bechorah, and yet it's Asur L'Gavoah, and therefore Treifa should be the same. And again, I don't need the Pasuk. No, because again, Mala Baal Mum Shken Asabo Makrivim Kikrevim. Okay, but Yotzei Dofen Yochiach. Because right then, Lo Rizek Lo Rizek. Lo Rizek Rizek. What do we see? A Tzad HaShoveh. The Tzad HaShoveh is, they're Mutarim Lehedyot, and nonetheless they're Asur L'Gavoah. And therefore, Kol Shekena Treifa, which is Asur Lehedyot, will certainly be Asur Legavoah, And therefore, once again, we are without any need for a pusik. We have a wonderful Kal Vachomer, and we can simply, anytime you try to show me the Pirkan Kal Vachomer, I'll bring you another example. We'll make a Mahatzad, and then we'll have a new Kal Vachomer from the combined knowledge, and therefore, again, you won't need the pusik. So you're not getting any closer. I am. Because even if you put all of your data together, you still can't prove trefa. You know why? Because there's another common denominator. The other common denominator is, you'll notice how many amazing pieces of information about all the denim of kashrus we've been managing to get in by searching for these common denominators now, which is marvelous. I mean, this is pure concentrate, let me tell you. You want to get in all of Zvachim and Menachas, just do these two pages. So we could say, Mala Tzara Shaveh Shebehen, Shekein Lo Hutru Michlalan. No, there's something unique. A trefa is less likely to be asur to the mizbeach. You know why? Because there's no other example among these cases that are asur to the mizbeach where the Torah was completely matir the iser that you're bringing as the proof from and allowed you to effectively ignore that iser. But by trefa, there is. There is? I'm going to rach, brady, rosa, rashi. I didn't want to say it in public, but what the heck are you talking about? Where is there trefa shu'atra miklala? Mayi. Show me where the Torah was matir trefa. The only thing I could come up with that you were thinking about is that, I mean, you were referring to the malika and of an olata oath, and therefore you were saying that, look, a malika by definition is not only an avela, because before you finish the malika, you already make it a trefa. Because since you do the malika from the back of the neck, you're going to be cutting through the spinal cord before you get to the simani. And therefore, even if it's below Rov Basar, as the Gemara ends up saying it has to be, nonetheless, you ended up doing Malika, let's call that Malika Shechita, to a trefa. And that means that the Torah was matir a trefa up front. So now, if I didn't have the pasuk, that's what you're saying. If I didn't have the pasuk, I would say, look, if there are cases where the Torah insists on having a trefa, namely the Malika Manela, so then how do you know that it asers a trefa bichlal? Therefore, I need the pasuk to tell me that in other cases, a trefa is actually asur. Now, that's a pretty brilliant solution, right? Except, if that's what you're referring to, it's not a good solution. I'll tell you why. If you're talking about Malika of the Olat Ha'ov, that doesn't prove a darn thing about the treif of an animal. You know why? Because the whole Kal Vachomer was based on Baal Mum, right? You started off by saying Baal Mum proves the treif should be Asura. Now you're going to say, well, no, treif in a bird isn't Asura. I got news for you. Neither is a Baal Mum in a bird. So therefore, you can't use the category of birds. You can't use the category of birds to go into proof. It's brilliant, huh? To go into proof that, well, but there is a case where trefa is okay because I never attempted to deal with that trefa in the first place because birds were out of other. You must mean something else when you said that you were referring to a heter of tarfas because it certainly couldn't be malika lavola to of ligavoa. That's because balmum nami bofot ishtaruye ishtarye, as we know, tamut v'zachrut bivema ve'in tamut v'zachrut bofot. Ella, are you referring to the fact that a melika of a chatata of is kosh l'koanim? Maybe that's what you mean. And you view that as something that undermines the entire question, because you're saying, well, trefa, after all, can even be eaten by koanim, because the chatata of also is a trefa. Even before the malika, for the same reason, you're cutting through its spinal cord. But that doesn't prove anything at all, because if we've already allowed this to be the din of the hegdesh, the kohanim are simply participating in the Shulchan Gavoa. The Shulchan Gavoa finds that a balmum is complete heter by ofot, in which case this is not part of our equation in the first place. And therefore, again, they're being zeichah b'Shulchan Gavoa kazachah. Ella, the real underlying problem is this. You could say, Malat Sada Shaveh Shebehen. Look, you start off with the question of Tamut, and you're saying, Baal Mum proves that Trefa would be certainly us. I'll tell you what's wrong with that. If you just went ahead and tried to prove it from the case of the Baal Mum, I wouldn't have a sufficient answer to you. But since you actually need, as we've shown, a combination of issues. In the end, we needed a matzah. So we put together, let's say, a case of Yotzei Dofen, right? We needed the Yotzei Dofen to prove between Yotzei Dofen and Treifa, and the Balmum, we have a proof, the Treifa. That's how we ended up. We needed to expand the Kal Vachomer. The problem is, once you expand the Kal Vachomer, you now make yourself more vulnerable. You'll enjoy this. Why more vulnerable? Because it's far easier to point out a common denominator, which might be, I don't have to prove when I'm looking at a common denominator, I don't have to prove that it is necessarily a rational basis for the distinction. I merely need to show you that the coincidence of two far out examples sharing the same idea, once I see it that way, I am much more suspicious about that being the principle that actually caused the result, you see. So let's say if I turned around to you and I said, well, you can't really learn out a treifa from a balmum, because, I mean, the balmum is very different. The balmum is something that is highly visible, and therefore the mizbeach doesn't like. I'll say to you, come off it. Who cares if it's visible? Where do you have a right to say that that is enough of a principle to prohibit it for Hekdesh? But suppose I find two things, both of which were the basis of the Kal Vachomer, in this case, Balmum and Yotzei Dofen, where by definition, these are observable facts. People know that something is a Yotzei Dofen. As a matter of fact, it is even something that they talk about. You're bringing Yotzei, oh, isn't that McCollum's, that was really interesting, the vet had come along and gotten that out from the side of the mother. So that's amazing. So a Yotzei Dofen is something that people know, talk about, was observed by definition. Otherwise, how'd you get it out? Masha'inke, and the Treifa is not something that's observable. And therefore, maybe, in fact, the Torah is not marking on it. You see? So now, if you do that, you could say, Mala Tzada Shavesha Behen. And this is the real problem with your Kal Vachomer. The reason that a treifa would be mutter is because when it comes to both of the cases necessary to make the Kal Vachomer to answer the treifa, you could say shekein muman nikar, ma sheinken tomar betreifa, shekein ein muman nikar. Now we can explain. Bishomachi itzrich kra. Oh my gosh, I just ran out of batteries. Oh man.
What?
From the computer.
Ira! No, Ira, don't hang up any laundry!
We finally understand why it is that we need the pasuk. Now that we understand why we need the pasuk, we need to worry about why this is the pasuk. Asks the Gemara, okay, you've told me mishumachi yitzrich kro. The problem is I have two other bikorot for treifa that you didn't even mention. First, I want to attack you as to why we need a pasuk. Okay, now you're telling me this is a pasuk. The second min habakar. Because, treifa miyach anaf, you're telling me this is where I know treifa is from? What about the very issue that we began with? Mashke Yisrael, remember? That's how we started this whole discussion. Why is it that we're allowed to be able to utilize the Omer that was going to be not matir if it's no Mashke Yisrael? I mean, certainly a treifa is not Mashke Yisrael. You're never allowed to eat a treifa. So how could I bring a treifa to the Mizbeach? Wouldn't it be included in the general psul of things needing to be edible? So, Mimashke Yisrael mena mutar li Yisrael? And therefore, I would have already known treifa even without your telling me anything else. So how do you tell me that this is what we need? Furthermore, there's another limud as well. We need to correct the girsa. Inami, or if I don't like Mashki Yisrael, I can learn it out mikol asher yavor tachat hashevet nafka. We are always darshaning prat l'treifa she'eno overt. A maaser behema has to be able to transverse itself tachat hashevet, yavor. Something which does not have chiyut on a permanent basis is considered to be not overt. Because since it doesn't have a full chiyut, we don't consider that to be fully self-motivated.
Doesn't pass muster.
That's very good. Yeah, that's very nice. Doesn't pass muster, indeed. Pass muster is English equivalent. So therefore, now you'll say, but that's only a din of Meiser Behema. Yes, but we learn out of Gzera Shava. It says, Takat HaShevet, and every animal has to be Shivat Yamim, yet Takat Imo. So we learn out the combination, Takat Imo, from Takat HaShevet, you see. And therefore, we should be able to learn out Trefa right there from all of these other limudim. Therefore, why do I need this particular limud of that you're just learning from Min HaBakar? Answers the Gemara Tzrichi. The truth is, we need all three of these limudim. De'imi mashke Yisrael, hava amina lamute echid lo haitala sh'ata korsha. Look, suppose we would say mashke Yisrael. I'd say, you know what that comes? That pasuk over there, believe it or not, in Yechezkel, was a remes to the entire din of the heter of 1 in 200 of Orla and Kaloya Kerem. Because that is the makar of the din of min hatzon min hamatayim. Mimashki Yisrael. And that is a halach of Orla and Kloya Kerem. And I would say, yes, Orla and Kloya Kerem never had a moment where they were kosher. Masha'in Kane, the case of the Trefa here, which was not congenital, perhaps is okay. Abel Haitala Shata Kosher Ematit Kasher. So you're telling me from Mashke Yisrael, I can learn out a congenital trefa. How about a non-congenital trefa? Kata Brahmana Kolasher Yavor. It needs to be able to walk on its own fully. So that cancels out a post-birth trefa. But even if I would know that, would I know something that wasn't a trefa at the time that I made it Kodesh and then became a trefa? Maybe having once made it Kodesh and the Kedusha is chal on it, now I'm allowed to bring it to the Mizbeach. Comes along the Pasuk to tell me, no. V'ikat v'rachmana kol asher yavor, havamina, okay. That would be a case where it was born whole, became a trefa, and then I made it Kodesh, l'basovik disha. Because that is similar to the case of Maaser. Because Maaser, I'm about to make Kodesh now, and you're telling me, well, it can't be trefa now that you're making it Kodesh. But how about if it became a trefa after I made it Kodesh? Hey, Kodesh l'basof nitrefa, where be'idna da'aktasha? At the moment that I made it Kodesh, ha'vechaz, it would have been okay. Maybe it should be kosher even to bring on a mizbeach. Ematit kasher. Therefore, katav rachmana min habakar. And we need all three of these psukim to cover all three cases. Now, this is obviously the precise parallel of the Mishnah in Zvachim. Where over there it says, Kol hazvachim she kibel damam. And when we go through, Zar, Onein, Tvoyom, Mechuz Begadim, Mechuz Kippurim, Shloroch Tzidayim Raglayim. You'll notice that back in Zvachim we did not say, Echad Korban Chatat, Vechad Kol, Kol HaZvachim, right? We just said, Kol HaZvachim. So the first thing that hits you about this Mishnah is, what is the significance of Echad Min Chat Chotei, that Chat Kol HaMinachot? Why would Min Chat Chotei be any different? It should simply have said, Kol HaMinachot. And of course that we are going to be discussing in the Gemara, because it's the first thing that hits you across the face when you look at the Mishnah. So Echad Min Chat Chotei, Vechad Kol HaMinachot. Where the kmita was done by someone pasul, either a non-kohen or even a kohen who is an onen, so that someone in the family died today, or a tvul yom, so even if you're gone to the mikveh, the sun hasn't set, or he's not wearing his full set of big dekuna, either the 4 for the kohen headed to the 8 for the kohen gadol, or he's a mechusa kippurim who had harev shemesh, but he hasn't brought the korban on the 8th day of his tara, or he didn't wash yodav raglov from the Kiyor, or he was an Arel, because he comes from a family of hemophilia, and he himself would love to get a Brit, but what can you do? Or he's Tamei, or he is Yoshev, sitting at the time that he does the Avodah, or even if he's Omeid, but he's Omeid with a Chatzitza between himself and the floor, so he's standing on Kelim, or even if he's standing on protoplasm, or Yagabi Behema, or he's standing on human protoplasm, Agabi Ragle Chaveiro, even that, which you think is a Min Bemino, and is not Chatzitza, is a Chatzitza. And it's possible. Komatz bismol. Now, I don't know, for some reason this is a separate psul. We're going to talk about this. I come out to be small. In that case, that too is possible. And I mean, you would think just put it all together, right? Ah, the Tosfos has a beautiful answer why I don't put it all together. I don't put it all together because I might have thought there is a time in which small is kosher, which you may remember from Zvachim. And when is that? Yom Kippur, correct. Small is possible on Yom Kippur. It's kosher on Yom Kippur because over there the Kohen needs to use both of his hands for the Akrav of the Ketoret. He's got part in his right hand, part in his left hand. And I would have thought, therefore, that if someone does the avoda b'smol, it registers, therefore, specifically as an aveda. And once it registers an aveda, there's nothing to do about it. And who's to say no? I would say that b'di'eved, it's an aveda, and therefore ben b'tira Omer Yachzir, put the comets back in and do it again, I would have said that is true about anything except comets b'smol. Because by small, it has elements of kashrut in it. Therefore, I need to know specifically this case that small, even small, Ben Batera says Yachzor Yachzir, you see? Okay, well, we'll talk about that in both directions, because obviously that could be a reason to make it worse, it could be a reason to make it better. We're going to discuss both here. So when your comments be small, at Kol Shekein, therefore the other cases, maybe, Ben Batera says, just put it back in and do it again. And go and do it, be a meat. Now, if you were comates, and at the time that you were comates, there was a small stone that came up in your hand. It had fallen in and it hadn't been filtered out, or even if you had a little bit of salt, so a crystal of salt gets into your hand, gargir melach. Or suppose some of the levona, which you were supposed to have shunted aside before you did the kmitza, you missed a piece, and it came up in your hand together with the kmitza of the solet. The kmitza is pasul. Mipnei she'amru ha'kometz hayeter v'achaser pasul. Because this would be included in the general rule of a kometz that is too big or too little, that has too much or too little in it, is pasul. Now, the rule is not directly referring to a case where some of the space was taken up by another item. But nonetheless, it boils down to the same thing, doesn't it? And therefore, what, by the way, what was the reference to the rule? I mean, it wasn't talking about where something was in there. Ve'ezehu hayeter. What is meant in the rule where it talks about too big of a komet? It's talking about kamtso mivurats, where you did the kmitza, but you didn't do it carefully to prevent some of the solet getting caught between the edges of your fingers. And therefore, it's overflowing. And like we had birut. Mivurat, therefore, is too much. And what is chaser? Chaser should come so baroshe is ba'otam. The natural tendency is when somebody grabs a handful, is they take their fingers and they completely pull them back so that the top of the finger touches the bottom of the finger where it's joined to the palm. Whereas over here, you have to stretch the finger over the entire palm till it comes out almost at your wrist. And that is not a natural motion. And because of that, you'll end up, if you do it wrong, taking way too little solet. That is called the chaser. So this would be an example of chaser, but for another reason. Its place is taken up by the stone or the kohet levona that got caught in your palm. So you have a komets beroshets beotav on your fingertips, so to speak. Anything less than the true komets is roshets beotav. Now, the first thing that we mentioned that struck us when we read the Mishnah is the word echad min chatchote. Why? Lama lamin mikna? Echad min chatchote, echad kol aminachot. I mean, why the heck would min chatchote be any different than anything else? All you need to say is, kol aminachot shekamatzan, zavonein, etc. Right? No, you see, I might have thought that it would not have worked alibi de Rebbe Shimon. And I'll tell you why. Because since Rebbe Shimon says it's Rebbe Shimon Itzri, Salka da'atech, I might have thought that since the Tanya, Omar Rabbi Shimon, Bedinu, Shetei Minchat Chotei Tu'un Hashem and Vilavona. Now remember that Rebbe Shimon wants to always find some rational meaning in the mitzvah. So if we know that all of the korbanot that you're bringing as a mincha do require an additional expensive piece, which is the most expensive, I mean, solet is relatively cheap, compared to shemen and levona. I mean, and that's what really jazzes up the mincha. So you would have said, if a chote is going to bring a mincha as the equivalent of a korban chatat, I mean, he should for sure at least expect to pay for his iniquity out of pocket. I mean, why should just, you know, you want to get away with a cheap mincha, just sin badly enough, and then you get away with paying cheap on the mincha. That's called chotei niskar. So bedinu shotei minchat chotetu na shemen olvona, shaloye chotei niskar, we shouldn't pay a guy for sinning. So why is it therefore that the Torah says, don't put shemen and don't put levon on a minchat chotei? Miplei ma eina tuna, shaloye karbono muhudar. Because the Torah is so interested in belittling the offering of this person that it allows him to get away with murder and bring something cheap to express the cheapness of him as a person. Well, we're going to let you bring a beautiful mincha, you slob, you. You can't even put shemen and lavona on your mincha. Richie, be careful, Richie. Oh, my God. The same idea is true of a chatat chelev and an animal. A chatat chelev should require nisachim. Because how come you're getting away with not bringing the whole expensive minchat nisachim with a carbon chatat? After all, a sinner shouldn't be able to get away with murder. Shaloye chotei niskar. Why then did the Torah say no nisachim on a chatat? Mipnei ma'ina tuna shaloye korban omuhudar. We want it to be cheap. Now, applying that logic to our Mishnah, I might have thought as follows. Since Rabbi Shimon holds that the Torah views this carbon cheaply, we don't expect to give it the same standards of quality that a civilized person demands when he brings a mincha. So I might have thought that even if you've got psulim doing the kmitza, it should be okay. Everybody is shouting, what? How can he do this?
What?
He is only a czar. But look what he's doing it to, a cheapo mincha. Should we require a glorious kohen for a cheapo mincha? Therefore, kamash malan, even a minchat chotei, not to mention all the other minachot, are nonetheless to make it clear that Rabbi Shimon agrees with what it is that we just said. You know, that's very cute, but then why didn't we do the same thing in Zvachim? We should have said also, Hatanami, you said that the reason that a korban chatas doesn't get nisachim is for the same reason, cheapo, cheapo. So then you should have said, echad korban chatat and echad kol hazvachim, she, kiblu damam, and so on. So why don't you do that over there? Litnei achat chatat chelev, v'achat kol hazvachim, shekiblu damam zar, v'onein, etc., etc. And you have the same excuse, v'lema. The reason we said that is because we wanted you to know that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that despite the fact that we're talking about a chatas, which is cheapo, nonetheless you can't get away without using a glorious kohen in order to do the Aveda, not just some Baumum, Onen, Mechusaki Purim, Aral, Tame, etc., etc., and explain it away by needing it for Rabbi Shimon. So, nonetheless, what do we say? We say kol, okay? So clearly, Alma, even the Tanakh, like kol, the word kol hazivachim, leaves nothing to be desired. Because kol hazivachim, as long as you don't say except for minchas chotei, or except for a chatas, v'lo katani chutz, kol means, by definition, everything unless it's otherwise limited, with the word chutz, kulu mashma. So that's true over here too in minachot. Give it a tana kol. All you would need to say is kol ha minachot. Don't say chutz v'minchat chotei, and then we would know that it means everything, including Rabbi Shimon and his approach for carbon chatas. No, says the Gemara, you cannot really compare the two. It's true. Look, did we not say that the first part of the Mishnah, meaning the opening Mishnah, was not going a leave it to Rabbi Shimon? Why was it not going a leave it to Rabbi Shimon? Why? The reason it's Shaloka Rabbi Shimon is because, remember that according to the approach of Rava and Rava, the Mishnah, which talks about changing a machavat for a marcheshet, makes no sense to leave it to Rabbi Shimon, since it's obviously not true. Or whatever attempts they made to make a difference didn't work in the Mishnah, right? But what about according to Rav Ashi? Number one son. How about that? Because according to him, it did work out to leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Remember, He explained it depends whether you say minchas machavat or whether you say machavat. Explains the shita that the whole discussion about whether the Mishnah was going on with Rabbi Shimon was only limited to that particular issue. But we know the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon because the Mishnah includes holacha. And in context with the latter part, since according to Rabbi Shimon, holacha doesn't count. So that part anyway, we know is not Rabbi Shimon. So since we begin against Rabbi Shimon, therefore I need to know that you really mean to include Rabbi Shimon in the call. Otherwise I would naturally assume, yes, kol. Yes, no chutz. But, I mean, that's following the continued sheet of the Rabbana. In Zvachim, I had no reason to assume it was not like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore I take a blanket statement of kol HaZvachim to be true according to all. But over here, where I have good grounds for suspicion, you want to make it clear to me that even so, Rabbi Shimon Shita is included here, and therefore echad min chat chote. So here it's sakat adamino hove kinla reish the lok Rabbi Shimon seifa nami the lok Rabbi Shimon kamash malai. Okay, Omar Rav, I just want you to know that if a czar is komates, he can put it right back in and have somebody do it right. So czar shekomates yachzir. Yachzir? Didn't I thought we just read in the Mishnah that it's posel. Vanan posel tnan. No. Posel means my posel, achi yachzir. And that's what it means. Unless you redo it. But in other words, as it stands right now, it's posel. Yep. Or an alien. It could be also a czar. I mean, essentially, a chai czar is an alien. So, iachi. Ask the Gemara, then all Rav is doing is repeating Ben Betera. I don't understand. I know Ben Betera. Ben Betera says, put it back in and start over again. You see, that's the point that Rav is making, that you misunderstand Ben Betera. Everybody agrees that if you have that comets handy, Parnell, look up. If you have the comets handy, then you can put it right back in from your hand and take it back with someone's kosher hand. But how about if you don't have it handy? How about if something happened to the komet? There is where the machlokas ben b'teira and the rabbanan. They're not arguing about whether you, once having done it b'psul, by a person who has absolutely no right to do it, he now somehow magically posels it, you can't redo it. Why would I not be able to redo it? The only case where maybe was the small. Since Smol is kosher on Yom Kippur, and that's why Tosafot says we mention it specifically in the case of Smol. But the truth is, it really doesn't make any difference. Even the Rabbanan Amidah, just put it back in and take it out. You know where Ben Betera was arguing? He was arguing about a case where the Rabbanan say, what do you want him to do? He lost the comets. Okay, says Ben Betera. Bring more comets. Fill it up and start over again. What's the terrible thing that happened that you lost the comets? Big deal. So that's where you have a machloket. Therefore, let's take a look at that inside. Itite le comets be'enei, if I have it, handy, lo pligi rabbanan lay the ben b'teira at all. We're all agreed that that's fine. Ki pligi, my only problem is a case where the komets was lost either in part or in whole. The chaser komets over there, the rabbanan say, look, it's too late. Lo yavimi toch betovi imal eno. You can't bring more to fill up the isaron solet. Because the rabbanan hold the... Oh my gosh. This idea of using the phone as a modem has its drawbacks. Oh boy. Ira, you've given us an exciting day. At least we get a little bit of the Irish. Whee! Woo! Woo! Whee! Yes? This is all because Ira's not here this morning and wanted to try out Skyping. And of course, he doesn't think only of himself, Ira. The idea of Skyping is something that may turn out to be extremely useful for our friends in South Africa and in other locations who can't come to the daf, would love to be at the live daf. Yeah, we can see each other. So assuming that South Africa gets its act in order, then we can get our act in order and everything will be nice until the tsunami or an earthquake. Or was it a meteor, whatever. What's that? Clear meltdown. Yeah, well, yeah. Or a magnetic pulse, or whatever. But it's a secure world, after all. Yeah, but do they have water to drink? That's the question.
No, not
you can still buy, and they must be in Tokyo.
In the Tokyo area.
Yeah, all right, but in the little towns, it's a lot harder than that. Our president would live on scotch. So, yes, we continue. Boy, this has been an exciting day, let me tell you. We're going to need to go through this stuff with a fine-tooth comb. Okay. So that's where the machlokas is. And therefore, Rav actually could work according to anybody, and that's gufa his chiddush. That can't be, says the Gemara, because Yahachi, if that's the machloket, then why is Ben Betera Omer Yachzir, put it back in, and then just go back with somebody kosher, the Achzor V'yikmotz B'yamin, and use your right hand? What should it really say? It should say, put back in whatever you got, go back home and bring yourself some new flour to fill up the Yisaron Solet, Yavimi Tog Beto, fill it up, V'yamaleno V'yachzor V'yikmotz B'yamin Mi'boyle. I mean, after all, that's the main point, according to the way you're explaining it now. They're only arguing about that point. Now Ben Beter is not even mentioning the central point of his discussion with the Rabbanan. That's not really sustainable. That kind of approach is crazy. I mean, you're missing most of the words. Okay, I changed my mind. You're right. Elakikamar, Rav, you know what? What we'll have to understand is that Ein Archinami, Rav, was referring to Ben Beter. So then it's a trivial statement. So then it's pshita. Then he's not adding anything. But he is, you see. Because I could have read the reference to small as meaning not even small, but only small. So, mao detema atkan lo komarsha ben vetera ela bismol. I might have thought that the reason that he's saying that it's mutter to put it back in is not because anything possible doesn't impact it, and therefore you can put it back in. It's because Simol is unique, but other psulim would have ruined it for you by doing it wrongly, let's say by the czar, and therefore you would not be able to put it back in and redo it, because now you already wrecked it by doing a kmitza, making the rest of it shirayim, and therefore useless. Kamash Milan, Rav's point is, even other things, not only small. Why would I have thought that small is different? Maishna small? Because small, I would have said, you know, the Torah is not that makbid on small, because it allows small to be used on Yom Kippur. So it's not going to ruin a mincha just because you use the small for the comets. That's what I might have thought. I understand. You could say the same thing about a czar. You could say a czar, the Torah doesn't really care that much about a czar, because it allows Zarut for Shechita. Yeah, but that doesn't prove anything. Shechita is not an Aveda. It's not? Remember, all of this is word for word from Zvokner, so we can do it quickly. Shechita is not an Aveda. Didn't Rabbi Zera Amarav say that a Pora Aduma that is shechted by a Zar is possible? And if it's not an Aveda, how can it be possible? And Rav pointed out the basis of the Posik for that is that the Torah says specifically, El Elazar HaKohen, and then it says, Zot Chukat HaTorah. Zot Chukat HaTorah is an absolute. So Elazar V'chukah K'tivba. Yeah, but what does that prove about Shechita being an Aveda? A Pora is only Ketche Berek Abayit. So, then it's a kosher cane. If even kachem mizbeach requires kuna for shechita, so kosher cane, kachem mizbeach, they're just allowing a czar, but miikra din, the shechita is very chomor. It's chomor even for kachem mizbeach. So if kachem mizbeach bo kuna, kachem mizbeach lo bo kuna. Yeah. And Marot Negain, you're going to tell me it has something to do with Avoda? Do you need a Kohen to see a Nega? Yes. Does that have anything to do with Avoda? No. So you need a Kohen to Shech the Pora Aduma? Yes. Does that have anything to do with the Avoda of Shechita? No. I don't understand what kind of Kavach Homer that is. So Miridave, Marot Negain. It's no different than there, where everyone would agree that that's not called an Aveda, and nonetheless, Boy Kahuna. Okay, but you know what? Before we said that a czar is not so kosher to pasul because a czar is kosher baboma, and that therefore im Allah lo yered. So why can't we say that? This, you're saying small is kosher in Yom Kippur. Fine, small is kosher in Yom Kippur, and czar is kosher baboma. Great. V'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me, no. You can't learn out from Obama. Obama, that's regressive. I mean, we're talking about now. In the Beit HaMikdash, that's not true. Didn't we just say before, Vatanya, Minayin Leyotzei Shimala Lo Yered? How do we know that if something had been taken out of its Mechitzot, and nonetheless put on the Mizbeach, you don't take it down, because Yotzei is kosher Baboma? No, I would say, big deal, it's kosher Baboma. Of course it's kosher Baboma. By definition, Baboma is Yotzei. How can I be kosher Baboma? You're going to learn out of Baboma. So obviously, we do learn out of Baboma, no? So Tzar is no different. So what are you telling me? Dafka's small. I would think he's only arguing on small. No, says the Gemara, it's not true. You've got to remember back from Zvachim. When we ask, how in the world can you learn out something which was kosher to something that's pasul? That's its mitzvah, says to be chutz. It's yotze by definition. What did we answer? Tana azot torat ha'olah samech le. That all we were looking for was an indication of what things are included in the miut, zot, ha'olah, hi ha'olah, and what things are included in the Torah, Torah achat. So there, the standard for finding a distinction is something completely different than saying this would be a mocker for a limud, for God's sake. We're certainly not going to learn out from Obama. That's the point. Okay, so fine. Then Rav, you're telling me that that's not what Rav is saying. So what is Rav saying? Rav is saying, at the time that I've been a Rav, the only point is that I would have said, you're saying that according to Rav, what the Chiddush is that all the other psulim, except for small, I wouldn't know. Even Zarut, I wouldn't know. I can't learn it from Obama. That's what you're saying. Is that true though? Would I indeed have thought that Ben Batera passes? Vatanya Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim. And this is a bright, as Tosfos points out, that was known to have been known. Otherwise, you don't ask from a bright. We ask from a Mishnah. Why do you need to tell me a Mishnah? Everybody knows the Mishnah. We usually will not ask, why tell me this halacha? It's a Beferish Abraita. Because we don't expect people to know a Beferish Abraita. In this case, apparently, this Braita was attached to the limit of the Mishnah. And anybody who learned one would know the other. And what it says in this Braita is that Machshir Hayav Ben Betera Bechol Absulim Kulam. That it's not a din in small, that Ben Batera actually says is din on all of the psulim, and therefore what would be the point of Rav repeating something that everybody already knows? And further, Tanya, Kamatz Misham. What's the meaning of the pasuk the Kamatz Misham? Mimakom Sheragle Hazar Omdot. For which we learn, according to the Tanna Kamma, there is no din of needing to have the mokum, which is tzofin, a unique mokum for kmitza, even though it's kache kadosh. Any place in the Ezrat Yisrael, even the first 11 amot, you can take your kometz from. But Ben Betera Omer, this is what's important to us, Ben Betera Omer, minayin shim kamatz bismol, sheyachzir v'yachzor v'yikmotz b'yamin, talmud lomar v'kamatz misham, mimokum shekamatz kvar. Ben Batera says that's the whole point of the pasuk, not to tell me. He has a different basis for not needing tzofin. What then is the meaning of the kamatz misham, as we've already seen in Ben Batera? Do it again! The place where you already had been kamatz misham. Is that pasuk specifically referring to small? Of course not. The cross stomach tivba. The cross simply says, if you did commit to wrong, go back and do it right. Mali smo, mali sharap suli. So whether we're aware of the braita that explains Rabbi Shimon, Ben Batera's position in the Mishnah, or whether we're aware of the braita that explains the source of Ben Batera's position, it's clear that we have absolutely no basis for assuming that there's a difference between small and anything else. And what, therefore, is the need for Rav to get up and make a big announcement about the fact that actually, and of course you understand I'm saying this, I'll leave it to Ben Batera, actually the same thing would be true for all psulim. Why not? Ela hakamashmal on Rav. The Chiddush, therefore, in Rav, is that if you do the kmitza wrong, even if you went ahead and you were makadosh it in a kli, you would still be able to go back and put it in. La fuke mehane tanoi, which is in fact not the case, aliba de Rabbi Yossi ben Yassian and aliba de Rabbi Yehuda anachtom, because they both say, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi, take out the ben Yossi, Rabbi Yossi ben Yassian and Rabbi Yehuda anachtom, amru, bamed var mamur, where did Ben Batera say you can go back and redo it? Only if you were kometz, but you never did the kedusha on the kometz, which then would have passed the rest of the mincha because it would have made it shirai. But if you already went ahead and you did the kedusha in a kli of the kometz, then you would be pasal. Rav Shesha Bereder of Idi Amar, you know why you need a pasuk? Because mishum dikel amim la'adin v'tete b'matzad that a treif is muteret. How ma la malika? Because what are you going to say? You're going to say, Malika doesn't prove anything. She came kedusha to osarta. But Chela Vedam isn't that way, Yochichu. Then you'll say, Malachi Levadam, Shekein Ba'in Bichlal Heter, Malika Tochiyak, where the whole thing is also. Now we'll make Chazer Adin. Lo Rizek Rizek, Lo Rizek Rizek. Tzara Shava is, they're also to head in a Mutu Lagavoa, therefore Treifa Afa Bishasur Lajit should be Mutu Lagavoa, and therefore I need a Pasik. No, not true. You could still say, Mala Tzara Shavem, Shekein Mitzvah Tabakach, Mashenkin a Treifa not, and therefore, the treifa actually couldn't be learned out from there, and we would still not be able to bring it to the mizbeach, despite the fact that we have similar examples, because they're all mitzvahs and mekach examples. So what do I need the pasuk for? Wow. Elamar Vashi, I'll tell you. The original Kal Vachomer was ridiculous. Mishum de domemar mi karata din apircha. Mehekaka mai titel mi balmum. Mala balmum, it's unique. Sabama krivin ki krivin. Omele Ravacha, Sabal Ravashi. Well, look, man, we've already been talking about making matzahs. We can make a matzah to Yotze Dofen. Yotze Dofen Yochia. Shaloa Sabama krivin ki krivin. And nonetheless, it's mutter lahedyot, osir legavoa. So the same thing should be true about a treifa. Well, I mean, a Yotze Dofen is not Kodesh Bebechora. All right, but a balmum is. But a Baal Mum, we said, is very chomer, because also by my agreement can crave it. Yes, but a Yotzi Dofen not, okay? So now, Chozer Adin, Lori Zekri Zeh, Lori Zekri Zeh, what's the Chad HaShoveh? They're Mutar M'lehed Yot, and nonetheless they're Asur in L'Gavoa, Kol Shekein Treif, is Asur L'Hed Yot, it should be Asur L'Gavoa, without any further need of a Pusik. Well, not if I say Malat Sada Shavashem Shkein Lo Hutra Michlalan. You never thought of that one, did you? A treifa is actually Hutra Michlalah. Where's that? Treifa Shutra Michlalah. I don't know what you're talking about. Mai. Ilay Ma, what? Malika Volata Of Lagavoa. And that's because you had to cut through the spinal cord. But we weren't talking about a case of Ofot, because, I mean, a Balmum would also be kosher by Ofot. It's a Shtaruy Ishtaria. As you well know, Tamut v'zachrut b'veima, vein Tamut v'zachrut b'Ofot. Ella, maybe it's Malik of Chathas Ofot, that is mutter for Kohanim to eat, but those Kohanim are only eating what's already been defined as kosher to them b'zbeah, because they're being Ochel Mishulchan Gavoa Kazochu. Ella porichochi. Ma'ala atzara shaveshvam shken muman nikar. Tomar betreifashkin ein muman nikar. Therefore, I would say, okay, but a treifa, why would the Torah be makbid on a treifa? Just because it's makbid on the common denominator of a balmum and a yotzei dofen. Mishumachi yitzrich kra to tell me that a treifa is in fact not allowed on the mizbeach. Now, treifa miocha nafka. Miatam nafka. Mimashkei Yisrael minamutar Yisrael. Inami, Mikola Sher Yavor Takata Shevet, Pratza Treifash, you know, Veret. The truth is, we need all three psukim. Because Imimashki Yisrael, I would have said, okay, but only where it's similar to Orlan Kloya Karen, and Lohai Tala Shata Kosher, because that's what the Pusuk is referring to. Dumya Dorla Kloya Karen, Minichesko. Avalai Tala Shata Kosher, maybe Enoch Inami. If it wasn't congenitally treif, then maybe it would be kosher. Therefore, Kadosh Menekolasher Yavor, and now I'm coming to make it Kodesh now. But if it's Sekolasher Yavor, I would say, okay, but you're coming to make it Kodesh now. So in other words, it was first Nitrifa, and then you're coming to make it Kodesh. But, I mean, that's the case of Meiser, right? Dumin Maaser. But how about if it first was Kodesh and then became Trefa? We're over there, Be'idna Da'akdashaya was Chazya, so maybe it retains its kashrut for the Mizbeach, and Himatit Kasher. Therefore, Katabachmana Min Avakar, and now we need all three Psukim Sricha. Echad Min Chachotev, Echad Kolomina Chachikam San Zar, Onit Vayom Chusim Gadim, Mechuziki Purim, Onit Vayom Chusim, Shalawakat Yadayim Raglav, Or El Tame, Yoshev, Omin Agabi Kelim, Agabi Beim, Agabi Raglav, Gavero, all of the above cases, possible. Komatz be small, possible. Ben Viter Omer, Yachzir be Yachzorvik, must be a mean. Komatz be Alabi Rotzror, Gargir Melach, O Kore Chilavona, Pasul. Mibdejom Rakomets, Hayeter, Vahakarser, possible. Ezu Hayeter, Shekem Tso Mivurats. Ezu Cheser, Shekem Tso Beroshiets be Otap. Lamali Lamita Echad min Chatkoteva, Kat Kol Amenachot. Just say, Kol Amenachot, Shekem Tso Zarvone. Ah, because of Rabbi Shimon, it's Tzricha. D'Tanya. Omar Rabbi Shimon. V'dinu sh'tei minchat chote tu'una shemen v'lavona. Sh'lo yeh chote niskar. U'mipnei ma ina tu'una sh'lo yeh korban ol mu'udar. U'v'dinu sh'tei chatat chelev tu'una nesachim. Sh'lo yeh chote niskar. U'mipnei ma ina tu'una sh'lo yeh korban ol mu'udar. So sark da'atecha min ho'ol v'omar Rabbi Shimon. Sh'lo yeh korban ol mu'udar. It's also good enough for a slab like this, and it should be tit kasher. It should say, Echot chatat chelev, echot kol hazvachim, shekiblu domam, zor, vonein, etc., etc., etc. And there to justify it by saying, Lo Rabbi Shimon is strichali. Apparently, you don't need to do that, because Alma kibin etonale kol, as long as you don't say expressly other than, so then kol means exactly what it says. Kulu. It means kulu. Without necessarily talking out this whole piece, echad x and echad y. Well, it's not the same as vachim, you see, because it's there. Yachzir. Doesn't the Mishnah say posel? No, posel ach yachzir. But that's exactly what Ben Matera says. Ah, yes, you see, if you've got the comments be'inei, the Rabbanan agree. Lo pligi Rabbanan alei de Ben Matera. The only machlokus was ki pligi l'chaser kemetz. Over there, Rabbanan savre, it's too late. And lo yavi mitog betov yamaleno, because the kli was makadosh nisorim as it must be. Whereas Ben Matera savre, what's the problem? Up until the time you actually do a kosher comments, just bring more and add it into the original kli. So you have imitope tovi amaleno. No, no. If that's true, then why is Ben Betero Omer Yachzir v'yachzor v'yikmotz v'yamin? It should say Ben Betero Omer Yachzir v'yavimitope betov for whatever is missing v'yamaleno and then Yachzor v'yikmotz v'yamin. Mi boyle is not what it should have said. Ella, you're right. Okay, so kikam arav Leben Betera. Leben Betera? What do I need Rav for? Pshita? Nah, not necessarily. Because if not for Rav, Ma'adate Ma'atkan lo kamash ben Betera, Ela b'smo, Avo b'shar psulim lo kamash malan. Why would I have thought that smo was different? Ma'ishna smo, because Ashkan lo aksher b'yam ha-kipurim. But if that's the case, Zar Nami, Ashkan lo aksher b'shkita. Nah, shkita. Shkita is not an avedehi. Shkita is not an avedehi. Doesn't it say Elazar Kohen and Chuka Kdivaba? Yeah, but that's not it because it's an Aveda. I mean, after all, Poros Kachi Perekabayeti. So then it's a kosher game. If Kachi Perekabayet requires Kuna, Kachi Mizbeach shouldn't require Kuna. Well, I mean, you can say the same thing about Marot Negayim, where it's not an Aveda, but it needs Kuna. Why don't we learn it out then of the Tzar from a Boma? V'chitim ibi Boma lo yalfinan. V'atanya befeirsh that we do. Minayin le yotze sh'im ala lo yered. Share yotze kosher b'bama. There we're not really learning it from the Boma. There we're just coming to explain Zot Torah Ta'olah samichle. Okay, so you're telling me the only way we know this is only because of the fact Taima da'ashmu'inan rab. If it wouldn't be that Rav told us this, I would have been convinced Ben Betera is only talking about small. Halavachi hava amina b'shar psulim. Posal Ben Betera. I got news for you. That's not true because it's a fairish bright of a Tanya. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim. Makshir aya Ben Betera b'chol psulim kula. V'tanya. V'kamat misham mimakom sheragle hazar omdot. Ben Betera Omer, that's not what the pasuk is telling me. The pasuk is telling me that minayin sheim kamatz b'smol, sheyachzir v'yachzor v'yikmotz b'yamin, Talmud lomar v'kamatz misham. What identifies the sham? The place where you already did it once. Mimakom shekamatz kvar. And that pasuk clearly is not speaking about a specific case of smol. So keep it across. Stomach tiva, what the heck's the difference if it's small or if it's any other psul? Mali small, mali sharp psulim. Elohaka mashman rav.
Following is the route from the previous Avyomi cycle.
Okay, here we are, first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, Tov Shin Samach Daled, in the Sukkah of Rabbanei HaLevi HaKohen. We're holding on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And let's just remember where it is that we were in the middle of. The question had been raised, and this was entirely tangential, as to why it is that we need the Pasuk, which is the second Min HaBakar that appears in Vayikra, to tell me that Min HaBakar means not all Bakar, meaning you cannot use a Trefa. The Gemara suggested that we could manage without the Pasuk perfectly well, because we could make a Kal V'chomer from a Balmum. If a Balmum, which is Mutter to a Hedyot, is also the Gavah, certainly a Trefer, which is also the Hedyot, for sure would be also the Gavah. What would be the point of needing a Pasuk to tell me that a Trefer cannot be brought on the Mizbeach? And we still had, we went to a lot of different ways of trying to explain why that wasn't a good Kal V'chomer. We weren't able to show that the Kal V'chomer was no good so far. And so we're up to the first line on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Reb Sheisha, the Reb Idi Omer Mishum Deikalameimer Lahader Dina V'Tesi B'Mahatzad. Because what we really could do is to say, and this is a rather daring kind of thing, is to say that you can use a Mahatzad to show why the Kal V'chomer would be not a good Kal V'chomer. In other words, we brought a lot of examples to show cases where indeed something is mutter for a hedyot, is also for a hedyot, and yet it's usher for the mizbeach, even in, what was the whole point? The whole point was to say that a trefa is mutter, is usher, a hedyot could certainly be usher the gavurah, and we bought a number of cases to show the opposite is true. So each one of those we explained was not much of a raya, because either it was mitzvah so bekach, or it had some other things associated with it. So Rav Sheisha B'Reid Ravidi suggests that we could take a number of different examples and show that the issue that we had thought made it unsuitable to use as a raya against our trefa Kal V'chomer, that as usual, a mahatzad shows you that the issue that you focus on cannot be the decisive issue, because we find something else that shares the same idea and doesn't have that element. That's the whole idea of a matzad. So usually we use a matzad to explain why we can learn something out of something else. And the things that distinguish the two cases or the three cases that we use to find the common denominator, each one of them cannot be central because it doesn't have a common denominator. The common denominator is only the thing that associates it with the thing we want to derive. That's what we usually do with the Mahatzad. Here we want to say, let's take the Mahatzad and use it to undo the Kal V'chomer that we wanted to bring from Trefa, as follows. We could say like this. You're going to say, well, wait a second. Malika is kosher for a korban, and it's nonetheless osher lahedyot, right? Which is the inverse of what you're claiming. You're claiming something that's usher lehedyot is kosher cane, kosher for the mizbeach. Well, here we something which is usher lehedyot is kosher cane, usher lemizbeach. And here we have malika that's usher lehedyot and it's usher lemizbeach. So you said, oh yeah, but that doesn't prove anything, is what you said. Doesn't prove anything because it's the kedusha itself, the act that it needs to be done for the kedusha that ushers it as a nevela. Fine. But that's not true about chaylev and dam, is it? Chalev and Dam was the other example that we brought. You can use Chalev and Dam for the Mizbeach, but you cannot eat Chalev and Dam as a head yotzi. You see that the Mizbeach can get things that are even oser. And that's what we wanted to say. Maybe the same is true of Trefa. So when we said the Chalev and Dam, you said Chalev and Dam. No, no, no. That's because the rest of the animal is kosher. But Trefa, the whole thing is not kosher. Okay, so now let's make a matzah. You're going to say Mala Malika, she came to do Shata or Sarta. Maybe the reason that Malika is something which is Osir Lehedyot Mamutta Legavoa is because the very thing that makes it not kosher was the thing that makes it kadosh, the act of Malika. But that's not true about Chalev and Dam. Chalev and Dam were Osir because they're Chalev and Dam, not because something about the Kedusha made it Osir. Any animal's Chalev and Dam is not kosher. So then you'll say, but Chalev and Dam, you can't bring a raya because they're going Michlal Heter. The rest of the animal is kosher. Well, fine. Malika shows that that's not true. Malika, the entire bird, is considered to be an avela for a hedyot. Nonetheless, it's brought on the Mizbeach. So now, let's take the common denominator. Kazer Adin, Lo Rizek Lorizeh, Lo Rizek Lorizeh. Neither of one shares the particular tzad of the other. Hatzad HaShaveh Shebehen. Shasurin Ledyotu Mutarin Lagavah. The common denominator is something here which is osir to a hedyot is nonetheless kosher for the Mizbeach. Right? So maybe Trefa is the same thing. Trefa is also a hedyot and mutar le Mizbeach. Therefore, I need the blessing. So I'm using the matzad to undo the kavachomer, which is the source of saying that the Trefa would be acceptable. And therefore, I need the blessing to tell me the Trefa is not acceptable. Now everything fits. So definitely a new way of using a matzad. Use the common denominator to slug up the kavachomer. Safani avitreva papishasuela hedyote muteret legavoa. Says the Gemara, no, because there's another common denominator. The other common denominator is shekein mitzvah tatekach. There's no way to bring a bird to the Mizbeach without Malika, period. There's nothing to do about it. There's no way to bring Chalev and Dam at the Mizbeach without using Chalev and Dam. That's been proven. So therefore, you cannot use that as a proof that I should bring Trefa. I mean, why bring Trefa? Bring a kosher animal. The Trefa is certainly not essential for the korban. I mean, nobody is ever going to suggest that. And therefore, they share a very simple common denominator, which makes them not applicable to Trefa. So you still have no reason to say that I need a pasuk for Trefa, because why would I think Trefa is kosher? It's a kavah kormer from Balmum, that it's not kosher. So we're left with our problem again. All of our itchakmut is not helping us over here. Why do we need that extra pasuk to tell me? Min habakar kalman, min habakar kalman, min habakar kalman, is lahotzi as ha-trefa. Elohim revashi, bishum dikala meimer mi'kar da dina pircha. The point is that from the beginning, this kavachomer never really made any sense. It was a big mistake. Nobody looked at the raya. The kavachomer was not really a rational kavachomer. Because what's your raya? Mechaka ma'sisala mi'ba'amum? You say, the ba'amum, which is kosher lehedyot, is also for the mizbeach. Kosher ketrefa, which is not kosher lehedyot, is for sure not kosher lehedyot. No. Because ba'amum is clearly in a set all by itself. And I'll show you very clearly that that's true. A kohen who's a ba'amum also can't do the avodah. Can a kohen who's trefa do the avoda? Yes. So apparently, balmum has something in it that is so antithetical to avoda that even the people who are doing the avoda are possible by balmum. But trefa, which is something that doesn't possible a kohen, may indeed not possible the animal. I mean, that makes perfectly good sense.
How do we know trefa?
But that, we learned that out from in Zvachim. Samal balmum shkenasa ba makrivim. Kikrevim, we know that the makrivim, meaning the kohanim, are just like the krevim, and therefore they're more chomer. Omele Ravacha Sabel Ravashi. Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. How about if it's a yotzei dofen? Uh-huh. It's an animal that was delivered by Caesarean section. Now, a kohen who was delivered by Caesarean is kosher. Okay. So now, the Yotze Dolphin, who is kosher Lavoda, and yet a carbon that's Yotze Dolphin, is possible. So if that's the case, Yotze Dolphin, Yochir, Shaloh Asabo Kraven, Makriven the Kraven. The coin is the Makriv, is not like the animal it's Karov. anybody's allowed to eat a Caesarean delivered steak. Nobody's serving that. So it's mutalahedjet. But it's a sir in the Gavoa. So instead of my going to Balmum and saying, well, Balmum's special because the Kohen, if he's a Balmum, he can't be marked. Fine. How about a Kohen of the Yotzi Dofen? So steak, Yotzi Dofen, kosher lahedjet, also the Gavoa, mutter and the Kohen. There you go. You got all the ingredients you're looking for. We have again a Kavah Chomer to prove that a treifa is certainly not going to be kosher for the Mizbeach. Now, wait a minute, that's not a good riot, because a Yotzei Dofen is different. A Yotzei Dofen is not Kodesh Bibichora by definition. A Trefa is. So a Yotzei Dofen may indeed be excluded from the whole issue of Kedusha, because never have we found a Caesarean delivered animal that was also a poteach rechem. By amazing coincidence, all the experiments in the world have shown that never has happened. Yeah. So there's no such thing as kedusha b'chor by a yotzei dofen, but there is certainly such a thing as kedusha b'chor by a treifa.
Now they do it though. Now they have these operations where they take the baby out and put it back in and then deport.
Yeah, but it's been out already.
They do that. They did that in those days also, but that didn't betray it. The Gemara talks about cases like that. But once it was removed and re-put in, it's a treifa at that moment. It's on the gear. All right, so over here, it becomes now, and by the way, the Gemara has long discussions about cases like that. You're making it like, you know, the Gemara talks about even vaginal deliveries that were reinserted, or where there was some type of tube that was used to deliver the baby that was reinserted. The Gemara's got all these cases. You think they're ahead of the Gemara. Primitives! Barbarians!
Yeah, if we prove you can eat the Kohen coming up soon, then.
So you could say Yotzei Dofen can't prove anything because it's not Kadosh B'Bechorah. Treif is Kadosh B'Bechorah. Therefore, maybe, indeed, again, we're back where we started from. So you're going to say the fact that it's Mutar Lahedjet Vasa B'Gavoah doesn't prove anything. That's because it's excluded from the general din of Kedusha because it can't be Kadosh B'Bechorah. A treifa that's not excluded from such a general din may be, in fact, kosher on the Mizbeach. And that would explain things. Well, now, wait a minute. A Baal Mum Yochiach. How about a Baal Mum? But a Baal Mum shows that that's not true because it is Kadosh B'Bechorah. But a Baal Mum also Mamakrim and Kekrevi. There again, the Kohen can't be a Baal Mum. But the Yotzei Dofen proves that. Okay, so we're back to Chazar Adin again. So now we find the lowest common denominator. Chazar Adin, Lori Zekri Zev, Lori Zekri Zev. What's the Tzad HaShavah Shabam? Here we have two cases, Baal Mum and a Yotzei Dofen. They're Mutarim Lehedyot. They're Asarim Legavoa. Kavah Chomer that the Treifa should be careful. I think there might be what made there. Kavah Chomer that the Treifa is going to be, since it's also Lehedyot, for sure, kosher can treifa asura te asur ligavoa. And even though each of these things has in it some reason why it might be more asur ligavoa, but the other one, because of the mahatzat, proves that that's not the decisive factor. So there we go. So we are again left with the problem, why do we need the pasuk since we're able to prove it from a kal vachomer, although we've expanded the information needed for the kal vachomer. It's no longer sufficient to bring the raya from Baal Mum. We now have a raya from the combination of a Baal Mum and a Yotzei Dofen.
Just
the Gemara. Bala Tzara Shavesha Behem. Shekein lo hutru michlalan. But you see, there is another Tzara Shavesha Behem. Never do we find a place where we are matir, either a Yotzei Dofen, in a particular case, just as a Yotzei Dofen, we should be matir, or where we would be matir a Baal Mum. Never. But we do find a very clear case where we're matir a treifa, and that is every bird before it died was a treifa, because in order to do malika, you have to cut through the spine. So there you go. You ruined the bird before you were matir with the malika. You made it a treifa. So that means that treif is huter michlala. I could say, therefore, that something that is huter michlala, the Torah doesn't care about treifas in particular circumstances that we know about. Maybe it wouldn't care about treifas in an animal, and therefore we need a pasuk. And tell me, I do care about treifas in an animal. And that seems to be our solution as to why we need the pasuk. Now, wait a second. That sounds good, but when you get into it a little bit, it's problematic. Because what do you mean when you say a treifa shuter michlala? Okay, mahi. I want to know what case you're talking about. You're talking about, I mean, I assume you're talking about a malika of an elasai. You're going to take this elasai, you're going to take the elasai, you've got the treifa, and now you're going to put it on the mizbeach, right? So what are you going to say? That now that I've shown this to be the case, I can no longer take the kavah chomer from the balmum and say, so therefore the fact that the balmum is kosher, but it's also the gavoah, that proves, because after all, the balmum is not huter michlala. Yeah, well, I got news for you. That same olas off that's kosher is a treifas, kosher is a balmum, because there's no going to move in by offa, so boy, are you up to creep. The whole thing we're trying to prove is that treifa is worse than a balmum. It's better than a balmum in the sense that it's more reasonable. Because after all, you could bring a bird that's a treifa, but you could also bring a bird that's a balmum. What we're talking about is bringing something that isn't kosher as a balmum, and therefore isn't kosher as a treifa. So you haven't shown me anything now that shows me that my kavachomer was wrong. So again, we're left. So what do I need the posik for? The only case I'm trying to prove is a case where, in fact, it's the same as the balmum. The balmum wasn't huter michlala, neither was the treifa huter michlala when it comes to animals.
We don't say that the Torah sometimes tells us the kavachomer anyway.
Yes.
Especially in kachim.
No. Not that I know of, not especially in kachim, but yes, certainly. If we have no choice. But we always do our very, very, very best. Kachim is the very best. So what is the case, therefore, that you're trying to bring a raya? Because ba'ofas nami, ba'omun ba'ofas nami ishtari, tamut v'zachrut v'behima, v'ein tamut v'zachrut ba'ofat. There are no limits about tamut when it comes to birds. No, that wasn't the case. No, you thought that was the case I was saying there, but it was not huter michlala. No, siree. I was talking about the case of a malika, of a chatasov. A malika of a chatasov, that isn't put on the mizbeach. That's given to kohanim. In which case, I mean, what are you going to talk about when it comes to the chatas ha'of, that there's a heter of a balmum to the kohen? I mean, balmum to the kohen is a meaningless concept. The kohen eating a balmum? I mean, that's sad yet, essentially. What are you talking about? You're talking about the din of a yotzei dofen for the kohen? I mean, those dinim don't pertain to kohanim. So therefore, what I'm trying to show you is that here, in fact, you do have a case where legabe, the din of achila of kachin, treifas is cancelled. You don't have an equivalent din of Bamum, Riyotsi Dofen, that is ever cancelled. And that's what I'm telling you. Since you find a case where treifas is cancelled, namely by the coin, therefore I can now tell me why I need that pasuk. Because a treifa makes it the same way it's cancelled. It may be cancelled in general. Yeah, but now wait a minute. The coinim of Mishulchan Gavoha Kazahu, but there's no such thing as being matir malik of chatasa of the Quranim. The din is that what is given to Hegdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Quranim from his own table, so to speak, Mishulchan Gavoa. So you're still left with the problem of the Shulchan Gavoa's having the heter of the Balmum by the bird, because that's true about the chatas too. In order for the Quranim to get it, first, the Shulchan Gavoa had to get it. And the Shulchan Gavoa could not accept it if there was a psul of Balmum. And yet, by the bird, it accepted it anyway, even though the bird was a Balmum. So therefore, Treifas and Balmum, in that case, are on the same level. We're trying to show you that in a case where the Balmum is Aser, the Treifa will definitely be Aser. Now tell me what it is that's wrong with my Kavach Omer. So again, you're back where you started from. V'yala Pari Chalki. The way to shlug up the kavach chomer is like this: malat sad hashaveh shebehem, shekein muman nikar. Tomar betreifah shekein ein muman nikar. You see, when it comes to the yotzidov or to a balmum, It is known that that's what they are. And if it isn't known, in other words, if that mum is an amokum where it isn't nature, it's not a mum by definition. A yodsei dofen is something that people know about. I mean, it's visible. So it's certainly not something that is hidden in its essence. You're talking about a trepha somewhere in the lungs or in the intestines. It's not knowable. And therefore, it's not nature. Because people see it. They have to deliver it. What do you mean? A doctor had to cut the mother open. How else was it? I mean, so it obviously was known. You can't have a yotzei dofen and it happens by itself. Usually when people see things, it's nicker. So Tamar Betreva, I don't need somebody else to see it. I was good enough that the vet saw it. He saw it, so it's nicker. Tamar Betreva, she gained Muman Nika. She ain't gained the Trefa. Nobody knows about it. Therefore, I need to know that the Pasuk says, even though this is something that doesn't have that type of impact, that it's knowable or seeable, people don't talk about it, and therefore, the same thing is true of the other psalm, Mimrovea, Nirv, and so on. These are all things that people talk about. Even so, it's knowable, and that's in the broadest sense. So, year two, the Trefa, however, is different, and that's why I need the Kra to tell me that a Trefa is possible. Now you're happy, finally, at long last, we've shown with the Mahatzad, why it is this Kavachomer wouldn't give us enough information to tell me that a treifa is always us. Except that there's one little problem. The problem is that we already saw yesterday that we know treifa is possible from another location. Somewhere off the coast of Finland. Yes, or deep, darkest Africa. So how do we know the trefa is possible there? From Mashke Yisroel. We had yesterday the pasuk that we said anything that isn't anything that isn't kosher for a Jew is not kosher for the Mizbeach. So that I learned out from Mashke. What do I need? So again, what do I need the pasuk for? So the trefa miyachon nafka miyachon nafka mi Mashke Yisroel min amutar li Yisrael. Didn't we say that we know that already from the pasuk that tells me all things have to be kosher? Inami, or we also have another raya that trefa is possible, because we learn it out, as we've seen many times, mikol asher yavor tachat hashevet nafka, prat letrefa sheina overet. The din of maaser is on, and it's an example of a kedusha that can be chal only on something which can be overet tachat hashevet. A trefa, certain cases of trefa, by definition, einam ovrim tachas hashevet, and yet they're not unique in their psura. In other words, if I would say I cut off the legs of an animal, menar kuva v'mamam, I mean, over there, the trefas is blatant, the animal cannot walk, then it won't be over tachas hashevet, and it's unreasonable to say that they're talking about some brand new psul called walkable animals. I mean, it's obviously a reference to the trefus that's involved, and therefore, trefa will not be suitable to bring as a carbon mice. That's what it seems to be saying. Because why should we be mechadish in new aloha? We certainly don't need for it to be over, nor I can count instead of being over tachas hashevet.
Exactly, it's telling you only things that can walk.
But you see that I can count without walking, so why would I think that I should be able, that I should require walking with Adka? There's another pshat, actually. This is the pshat that Rashi usually brings, the one that I just said before. Okay. In response to Oriel's objections, there's another pshat that Rashi brings, although he usually ignores Oriel because he isn't there, so it doesn't, it's not Mofia, but this time it is because he's here. So you'll notice that your daf of Rashi just got a little bit longer there. Yeah, it's more tzafur. And Rashi adds that over here he says the tam is because to call something that is being over in a state of non-bri'ut is not really to be over. This is sort of an insight into feeling lousy. You're never really going anywhere. You sort of leave half of yourself behind. You know? Back in bed, you know that feeling, Rich. Yeah. I know. So, but in any event, we have two different sources. Mashke Yisrael, Kol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashevet, and Min HaBakar. Now, why in the world do I need three separate circuits to tell me that I can't use a trefa? Trich. I said, well, indeed I do. Let's say it would have said Mashki Yisrael. Avamina l'mute echad lo haitala sha'at ha'kosha. Mashki Yisrael actually comes in the context of a pasuk that tells us the psul of Orla and Kloya Karen, because it says over there, min hatzon, min ha'matayim, mimashke Yisrael. That becomes the whole basis for Orla being botolach of the matayim and so on. So it's talking about things that when they grew were usher to be used. So I would say, okay, something that's a congenital trefus is indeed not mashke Yisrael. But something which became a trefa, it's mimashke Yisrael. There's something happened to it. I mean, that's not it's not innately not mimashke Yisrael. I could certainly understand that the pasuk mimashke Yisrael doesn't define local circumstances. It defines fundamental species, and so on and so forth, congenital defects, but not accidents. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me. So do me dolo kol hakaram. Aval haitala shata kosher. Imatit kasher. If it was initially kosher, then it became pasuk. So then I said, maybe that's kosher. Therefore, the Torah says, "Kol asher yavo tachat hashevet." To tell me, no, that it's immediate condition. It can't walk tachat hashevet. It's not kosher. Now, let's say just said that. Ikatav achmona kol asher yavo havamina lamute hechad and nitrafa ulabesov higdisha. I would say, ah, but that is talking about what? Meiser behema. Meiser behema. The case over there, if it can't be over tachat hashevet, means I will not make it kodesh. Fine. So by extension, the law is something that was a trefa before it became kodesh, you can't make it kodesh. But suppose it was already, everything was legal, became a trefa before I made it kodesh. There it's possible. But suppose I made it kodesh, it's already an animal, and now it gets tafas. How do I know that it's not kosher? So it's not domina maiser. Kikdisha l'besof nitrafa. The be'idna, the agdesh, at the time I made it kodesh, ha'mechaz, over there was roy for the mizbech. Imatit kasher. Maybe from that point on it becomes kosher then for the Mizbeah. Therefore, Kazvachmana Minabakar comes along the Torah and says, Minabakar, to tell me that even so, it's not kosher. Yes, sir.
Zupta Heilige Mishnah.
And here we get to the next Mishnah in Zvachim. We parallel our Zvachim Mishnahs again. And in the case that we had over there, we had the Kol Hapsulim that were Kibel as Doma, the Zor, the Einen, the Tvuyayim, and all of the cases that we're going to do here. In this case, we don't have to go to Kibel, meaning, what's the equivalent of Kibel in a Mincha?
Netina
Bikli, correct. But here by Mincha, we don't need to go to Netina Bikli because we have Kmitza. Even the Avoda that's Keneged Shchita by Mincha is possible, bizarre, and it's a real Avoda. So we have one up on Zvachim over here because we've got four things here that we can process, plus only three things in the case of the Zvachim. So, Echad Minchas Chote, Echad Kolam Minachot. Now, this is strange because we didn't do this in Zvachim. We didn't talk about Echas Chatas, Echas Kolam Korbanos. We just said, Kol Azvachim Sheh, Kiblu Damam, Zar, Onei, Tvuyom, Echas Kippurim. For some reason over here, we say, well, it doesn't matter if it's a Minchas Chote or if it's any other Minchas. The Gemara is going to be bothered by why didn't we just keep the Mishnah parallel to the Mishnah Zvachim and say, Kol HaMenacha, Shenikmitzu, or Shekamtsam, Zar, and so on. Shekamtsam, Zar, Onen, Tvuyom, Mechusa Begadim, Mechusa Kippurim, Shelo Rachut Yadav Raglav, Aral, Arel, Tamei, Yoshev, Omed Agade Kelim, Agade Beima, Agabe Ragle, Chaveiro, Pasul. All the examples that we had in Zvachim of Psulim, where the guy is a non-Kohen, or he's an Onein Rachman al Islam, or he's a Tvuyom still can't do the Avodah, he's not wearing his Big Day Kahuna, or he's a Bukhuz Kippurim, he hasn't yet brought his Karban, or he hasn't washed his hands and his feet, or he's an Orel who is a kosher Orel in the sense he's not an Apikoros, he's got a hemophiliac family and he's worried about it, he's not supposed to have a Bris Milah, but unless an Orel is possible, or he's a Tameh, or he's sitting, and says, La'amod L'sharet, you have to be standing, or has a chatzitza bein raglav lebein ha'azara, which we also make diamonds of in the pasuk, so that he's standing on somebody else's toes, or he's standing on something between him, standing on a behem or whatever. Or komatz b'smol, he uses his left hand for kmitza, it's pasuk. Ben Becerra omer, Ben Becerra says, even though he says this about the small, it's true about all of the above psalim. Well, it's not the end of the world. Why don't you just take the kmitza that you were komets, put it back where it was, and do it again correctly? If you didn't parcel it, Yachzir, put it back into the mincha. V'yachzor, v'yikmoz b'yamin. Yeah, we're going to see in the Gemara it's true of everything. The question why Ben Becerra said that specifically about this is because Tosfos suggests, I mean, we'll see why, we'll see the inyanim, the difference in the Gemara between the case, but in this direction, why he does seem to say it, the Dafka on this, Tosfos explains, because there's a tzad to say that kmitza, this small, is worse. Because small is kosher. There's a place where small is kosher. Correct. Yeah. On Yom Kippur. So since the small is kosher on Yom Kippur, that makes it a way of being koveya avoda. So where you do it bipsul, it might be more possible. Since you did the actual avoda in a way that here is a real avoda, but possible avoda. Bashenkin, the other guy, the czar, I mean, it's nothing. He didn't do anything. He's not suitable to do it. But small has an element of suitability. Namela, he wanted to say even the case of small. That's what it does. But we'll see in the Gemara more about the difference between small and the other cases. Till Ben Becerra says, Yachzir, just do it again. If you did the kmitza and you find in your hand afterwards there was a little stone, or maybe there was a little bit of salt that had fallen into your hand, or for that matter, even one of the little seeds of Livona, one of the pieces of Livona, you had to be careful to get out of the way when you were going to do the Kmitza, then it's possible, because Mipnei She'amu HaKometz HaYeter VaHaChaser possible. If there's too much, we'll see how there can be too much, or there's too little, and over here is obviously too little, because that stone, as Archimedes figured out, it's got to be taking up some space doing it. Eureka, there you go. And anyway, then he would be Mephus or Begadim, so it would be
Begadim. Does it have?
There's
no fear to, like, make sure there's no stones and whatnot.
Sure. But if he did it this way, it would be possible. How do you get too much of a good thing? I mean, either you did the comets, how was it too much? I mean, if this is what fit into your hands, then it fit into your hands. Ah, because if you were comets at mivurat, so what you could have your fingers a little bit open so that some of the flour got into the space between your fingers. That's a big no-no. Because then you have a kmita that's over comets. So that's not kosher. And how chaser, now, the truth is we already know the chaser. The chaser is the levainer. Yeah, but is there a chaser in the same way that there's a yeter, meaning the way you did it? Yes, there is. Shekam tzibarosha yetzpalatav. Suppose the Kohen, instead of stretching his fingers over the edge of his palm, all the way to the end, he just, you know, made like a child's fist and got a little bit of the mincha inside his tight fist. So he got a tight wad. There you are, right? The wad is based on the kmitza of the mincha. And that's why they call Tekonim like that, tight wads all the time. They never do it right. No, that's it. And they never had jobs. So they never used it. It's a long ago.
What is it with his fingers?
So that's guy is apostles, his comments. Your comments, Persia, it's both. Says the Gemara, Lamanli Lamatna, Echad Minchaschote, Vechad Kalamanachos. Why are we doing this differently than we did it in Zvachim? Why do we have to say the words? Doesn't matter whether it's a minchas chote. All you needed to say was, listening, kol hamanocha shekamtsan zar va'onin, etc., etc. I mean, I imagine when it says kol hamanochot, it includes kol hamanochot, including minchas chote. So that would be evident. Why do you have to stretch it? Well, because, I mean, I need it. I'll leave with the Rebbe Shimon. Because according to Rebbe Shimon, you know, I met Ido this morning. He's walking down Galaid, and he's cupping a cigarette in his hand, obviously trying to hide the cigarette from him. 20 years later, he's hiding a cigarette. So I scream out, "Wernick, did I catch you with a cigarette?" It's unbelievable. This poor Richie. 60-some years old, but he's worried about getting caught sleeping. Very, very, very. It's okay. It's good to be a kid again.
As the solicitor told Anissa, two like heads of departments during the stock team, sat in front of her arguing like they were in fifth grade. No, you didn't. It was like like nothing had happened.
I mean, there's a beautiful scene in the Browning version like that. I don't know if it's an absolutely stunning movie. But this teacher has been in this place for like 30 years. How long were they there? Okay. Anyway, he's been there like forever, and he's retiring. And at his goodbye speech, there's like some of his old Talmidim, and one of them is like the head of the biggest bank in England. So one is telling, the other one is like another big politician. One tells a friend, he says, "I don't know, it's 30 years later, I'm still scared of the guy." They're trying to go over to say Shalom Aleichem, but they're too nervous.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Yeah, so continue the Gemara.
That's probably why the guy's been in that position for as long as he has. Mm-hmm. He still has that ability to intimidate.
Well, yeah, Inokinami, that was the problem in the movie.
Okay.
So says the Gemara, we need it, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shimon. Look, says Rabbi Shimon, the truth is, a guy does a chet. The Torah is letting him off by bringing a minchas chote, which is cheap. It's a korban olah v'yareh. Now, I mean, we should certainly not do the extra step and say you can even get away with a mincha that's so cheap you don't even have to buy shemen zayis, right? I mean, we should at least make him pay for the regular mincha. No, it's even a cheaper mincha. Now, that isn't really reasonable, because shelo yesh chotei niskar. I mean, because he sins, now he's in a better position, so he can get away cheap. But the thing is, the Torah did not want that man to have a good-looking mincha. He doesn't deserve it. That's the point. So because in order his mincha shouldn't be muhudar, he cannot bring shemen with this, even though it gets him off a little bit on the money.
He's probably thinking in that context. And then he gets there and he sees that it's kind of...
Maybe. But shelo yeh korbano muhudar. The same thing is true.
He only gets the mincha if he can't afford
it.
There's something else?
Yeah.
So it doesn't apply if you bring it for an
animal. Ah, but it does. But din ushidei chatas chelev to unu nesachim. The truth is, we should have the same thing by a korban chatas. He should have to bring nesachim with his animal, because that dog's bring this animal to an oil, he'd have to bring nesachim with him. So why does he get away without bringing nesachim? I mean, we don't want him to be shlosei chotei niskar. Why does he get away without it? Because we don't want his carbon to be a high quality looking carbon. Look, it's got this beautiful nesachim with it. So by the same token, I would have thought in the same way that Rabbi Shimon says the Torah wants to avoid anything nice about his carbon, so maybe the Torah also relaxed its standards about this carbon and said, you know what? Even if some crummy puzzler guy went ahead and did the kmitza, he doesn't deserve better anyway. Let him get one of these lousy Yisraelites instead of a kohen to do it. And just what he deserves. And let him swallow. Right? Kamash malan, that even in that case, even psulim nami discash kamash malan, that it's still possible.
It makes more sense just for a foreign element going in as opposed to just that, even though...
Okay, fine, but you could see that it's a reasonable thing to take into consideration. The problem is, it doesn't help us very much. Because by the same token, we should have done that in Zvachim. I mean, if the problem is in Zvachim, we were satisfied by saying, Kol HaZvachim. And here it says, Kol HaBin HaKolot, but it's mentioned specifically, Echot Chatas. It should have done the same thing in Zvachim. That's the same sheet of Rabbi Shimon in Zvachim too. Because he just said, why doesn't he bring in the socket? So Ava Mina, the same way the Torah said, even if Zar, who are no name, went ahead and did the Kabbalah, it should be kosher. And yet, for some reason, we didn't find it necessary to do that when it came to Zvachim. Your sukkah is quite noisy. It takes an immense amount of concentration. I see now why you're always bunched up.
without
any
unbelievable stuff going on forever.
Going on and going on. They do that on purpose. Every time we have a young one, they try to remember. When you're on Kippur, you don't know the name of it.
So, as the Gemara Yafi, Asamami Lismes, and so too, we should have exactly the same din when it comes to Zvachim, and it should have said, Echot Katas Chela, Echot Kol Zvachim Shekibu Damam Zar Onein. And we would have said when asked, so why did we have to say that? Why couldn't we just say Kol HaZvachim? And would have answered the same thing we answered here. That we need it, L'Rebbe Shimon Yitzchak. Alma, but you see, that Kivan D'Tana, since the Mishnah says Kol, as long as it doesn't say except for, V'lo Katani Chutz, and it doesn't say except for, we don't have any Avamina to say that there is an unstated except for Chatas. Why would I say that? So I don't need to specify if I don't say except. So why do I need to specify over here when it comes to Menachos? I shouldn't specify. Answers the Gemara, such a clear-cut answer, it's Kishmak. What's the answer? The answer is obvious. Menachos, we already proved, cannot be going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, I would have thought if I hadn't said something, okay, of course the Mishnah doesn't say except for, because it's not going like Rabbi Shimon. We already saw that. But gee, according to Rabbi Shimon, indeed, it would be kosher, even if a czar did. Therefore, I need to say, no. Even though that first Mishnah wasn't like Rabbi Shimon, well, you should know that even Rabbi Shimon agreed with this. So whether it's a chatas, which Rabbi Shimon says, but there's a chatas, no, it doesn't matter. Exactly. So here I might say, since I already saw that the ratio of our Mishnah and Menachos is not like Rabbi Shimon, I would have said that the Sefer is also not like Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, Kamashman, we need those extra words about Minchas Chote, which weren't necessary, and they're only necessary, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, who says, Bedinu Shalote Karbono, and he ends up with Shalote Karbono and Mehuda. So therefore, Kamashman, even according to Rabbi Shimon, you certainly cannot be co-mates as a czar, Oinein, Tvuyom, Mechuz, Kippurim, etc. Amar Rav, czar shekamas, yachzir. If a czar does the kmitza, he can put the kmitza back in and have a kohen redo it. What? Vanan posal tznan. The Mishnah says beferish not like that. It says shekam tzom czar posal. No, posal just means posal achi yachzir. What? Yochi ayno ben Becerra. That's what Ben Becerra said. Ben Becerra said, put it back in. Obviously, Ben Becerra was arguing on the Tanakhama. You're saying, no, that's all the Tanakhama meant. Ah, no, wait a second. Ben Becerra's talking about a different case. He the easy the comments to ene lo pligi rabban and alay to Ben Becerra. Truth is, says Rav, if the czar is still holding that comments, Rabban didn't argue on Ben Becerra. Just stick it back in. Where are they arguing? Ki pligi de chosa comments. Something happens to the comments. That's the question. So Rabban would say, well, too bad. Now it's really messed up. Because you can't go and bring now more from your house. You already messed up this mincha because it's been defined as it was with this kind of tzula. Now you can't be mastered. So lo yavi mitok betov yimal enu. Whereas then the Torah says, why not? Just start the whole darn thing over again and make a new mincha. Fill up the thing that's missing and do kmitz again. Yavi mitok betov yimal enu. Says the Gemara, now how could Rav say that's the meaning of the Mishnah, that they're only arguing about a case where it was chasar? So then that means the Iker is chasar in the Sefer. Because then what the Mishnah should have said is, Yehachi, ben b'seiro omer yachzir v'yachzor v'yikmoz v'yamin? That doesn't express ben b'seiro shita, that's Rabbanan shita. It should have said ben b'seiro omer yachzir v'yavi mitok beito, let him go back home, bring some more mincha, V'yamal eno, because that's the whole issue. Yeah, that's the whole point. The way Rav is learning, the only machlokas Ben Becerra and the Rabbanan is whether he should go home. No, so what Ben Becerra said could just as likely have been said by the Rabbanan. So how do you make a machlokas repeating your enemy's shita? And the point of Ben Becerra is that he can even be mamala mitok beser and go over to Puta's house And he can bring some additional mimcha and fill it up. And then Yaakov Yikbos be mean boy. That's bad. That's true. We better stick in an Ella over here, because without an Ella, it sounds like Rob's sticking to his sheets, but Rob gave up at this point. Ella, should say, Kiko, Amarav, actually, Rob was only saying, according to Ben Becerra, that a Zar who is comrades, you can put it back in. According to Ben Becerra, I need Rob to tell me, according to Ben Becerra, I read the mission myself, Shita. Well, of course, according to Ben Becerra, what's Rob telling me? No, because without Rav, I would have said maybe Ben Becerra is unique to Smol, that you should go redo it with your right hand. But the thing about the Tsar and the Onay, that he would be made, you can't redo. But Bisharp Sudamaloka Mashvalon. But why would I have thought that? Mashna Smol, I don't understand. Is it because, I guess it's because Smol, you're saying, is better. Because Smol, after all, is kosher on Yom Kippur. It's got a tzatzit, it's better. You could say the same thing about a Tsar. I mean, Tsar is also kosher. Well, at least when it comes to Shkita, you can use a Tsar. No, it's not you. It's the guy behind you.
Behind
you? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Except he wasn't there before.
Quite right.
That's what happens when they serve the alcohol in the morning. It's only the alcohol for sure that does it, right? I mean, generally, Richie, you see his vomish, he's shaking with caffeine shakes. So, welcome. So nice to have you. So, Zara is also kosher for Shechita. Yeah, but that doesn't prove anything. Shechita is not an Aveda. So I would have said, okay, Zara, fine, because I was kosher for Shechita, but that's not an Aveda, but a Kmitza, after all, the small, I mean, there we definitely find a small, really kosher with Aveda by the Keteris. What? You're telling me Shechita is not an Aveda? I thought I'm Reb Zeir, I'm a Rav. This is Rav's own mimer. That if a Tsar shechs a Parah Aduma, that it's possible. That investment, you better be very careful. The investment in the Parah Aduma, don't mess it up by doing it yourself. And now you have to make sure you give it to a Kohen. So if it's Avama Rav, Allah, it's Rav, who darshes from the Pusik. It says in the Pusik, Elazar, and it says Chukah. Chukah means it's got to be done this way. That means Elazar, who is the Kohen, the Gan Kohen, has to do it. Oh, yeah, but that, I mean, a para isn't really an avoda. I mean, a para is only kotshe berekabayis. So it's a kosher cane. Well, you tell me, kotshe berekabayis requires kuna. Kotshe mizbeach doesn't require kuna. Of course, kotshe mizbeach should require kuna. Nonetheless, the czar is kosher. So you see that a czar is a special dispensation, in which case, why would I have thought that a czarus is any less likely, according to Ben Becerra, to be put back in and start over again than Smol? Same dispensation on Yom Kippur for Smol for the Keteris is a dispensation for a Tsar on every Shechita, which clearly is an Aveda, to wit, Parah Aduma. Ha! I'm with Shisha Breda Ravidi. No! That's nothing to do with it. Because I happen to need a Kohen to do the Shechita of a Parah Aduma, has zero bearing on what the din is of Shechita by Kachin. I also happen to need the Kohen to do Maros Negoim. So does that mean that Maros Negoim is an Aveda? But there is no Aveda on Kotche Berek Habayit. There's Dinim on Kotche Berek Habayit. There is Dinim of Maros Negoim. That doesn't mean that it reflects on the Dinim of Aveda. So Minadavi, Maros Negoim, the Lava of Adaninu. Maros Negoim is certainly not an act of Avoda, and yet it requires the Karuna. So you've proved nothing about the case of requiring the Shechita of Elazar when it comes to a Parah Aduma. What's that have to do with anything? Well, now, wait a second. How about a Bama? A Tsar is kosher on a Bama. So that's, we definitely, and also all these other things, I mean, we said over there, bummer for sure. You can do all of the avodas, as we said, there's no din of a kahuna. Forget about shechita. You can do kabbalah, you can do anything. We're trying to show that if you think that small is unique, then you're making a mistake, even without Rav, because so is Zaris unique in the same way. There's dispensations on a bummer. Now you'll say, a bummer. I mean, a bummer doesn't prove anything. You can't learn out from a bummer. V'chite mimi bummer lo yalfinan. You're going to tell me you can't learn out the dinam of Avon in the Beis Hamikdash from a bummer? That's obviously not true. Because we know, we've seen this many times before. Minayin liyotze, she'im ala lo yered. How do I know? Something that was taken out and became possible as Yotze, if it's put on the Mizbeach, as it should not have been, but if it's put on the Mizbeach, it's not taken off of the Mizbeach, because Yotze is kosher, but Bama now. Yotze is kosher, but Bama. The Bama is Yotze, I mean, by definition. So we see that we do learn out from a Bama. So they say the same thing, okay. A Zar is kosher on a Bama. A Zar is kosher on a Bama. Of course, there's no coin on a Bama. So, there's no mechitzas on a bummer. We learn out Yotze, so why can't we learn out the dispensation to a Zad, to do the Kabbalah and the Kmitza, whatever the heck you want, on a bummer? And therefore, we should say that according to Ben Becerra, it would be kosher. And yet, Rav says, I got a big chiddush for you. According to Ben Becerra, it's kosher. Thank you. Thank you very much. I also can figure that out. No. Because over there, I didn't really learn out from the bummer. Don't you remember? We had Zot Torat Ha'olah. Remember? Hare Elu Shlosha Miyutim. Zot Ha'olah Hi Ha'olah. Right? So we need now to figure out, okay, which ones are included, which ones are excluded. Which ones Im Alu Yerdo, which ones Im Alu Lo Yerdo. That's the mocker of the din. We never would have learned it out from Obama. It's just that now that the Torah gave me indications that some things are Im Alu Lo Yerdo, and some things Im Alu Yerdo, on the other hand, it says,